For the second year in a row, these big ships are probably not going to come to Alaska. How huge is that news?
It's a considerable, considerable shock. There is really no way to underplay or underestimate or overestimate the potential damage of the cancellations on communities that are dependent on tourism, that are dependent on tourism dollars. There are communities that depend not just on the number of tourists, but they depend on the spending by tourists. That means, you know, anything from small business revenues to bet taxes for the hotels, to jobs that are created over the summer. And so it's a considerable, considerable shock.
Will certain communities be better positioned to offset those losses, given that people are getting vaccinated and we might see a return of some independent travelers?
There are some things that potentially point towards the summer season not being as bad as I described. And one of the places where we can look to potentially have some optimism is the fact that the federal government has spent a considerable amount of money, which means that it's inserted or injected quite a bit of liquidity into the pockets of Alaskans, right? And so yes, we have more than 20,000 people that are unemployed, but for those that have kept their jobs, savings rates are much, much higher than in the past. They may be changing their travel patterns, may end up staying in Alaska rather than going somewhere else. For those that have been lucky enough to not lose their jobs, they have quite a bit of savings, and they may shift their travel patterns towards Alaskan communities. On the vaccination front, there is no doubt that the barrier towards engaging in travel is going to start dropping, right, as more and more people get vaccinated, right? And so, and potentially for Alaska, given that the people that are getting vaccinated are those over the age of 65, and as we know, in terms of demographics, cruise passengers tend to be older. They may not come through a cruise, but that may result in more people taking a plane and coming to some communities in Alaska. So I'm fairly optimistic that we will see alternative modes of travel, that we will see people potentially engaging in more travel. We're still running well below last year's levels, but if the next few months the number of people getting vaccinated starts to accelerate, then that certainly bodes well for Alaska and communities that are dependent on travel.
You posted a chart on Twitter recently that showed just how dependent on tourism various cities and towns in Alaska are. And it's not just Southeast we're talking about, right?
No, it really isn't. I mean, what's tricky when you think about tourism is that there is no specific employment sector that maps to tourism, because tourism affects leisure and hospitality, it affects transportation, it affects your restaurants and your bars, and Alaska is massively, massively seasonal, right? And so employment over the summer in Alaska balloons by about 15% relative to January levels, right? We are the most seasonal state in the country by far. The effect of less visitors affects Anchorage, it affects Juneau, it affects just about every community, because those dollars that are spent by visitors are spent far and wide. And again, there are a lot of jobs, some of them temporary, that are created in response to that influx of visitors. And so losing out on that money is a considerable shock that's going to need to be grappled with.